news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As of early Friday morning, the ceasefire is holding. Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas agreed to a ceasefire on Thursday, which took effect just a few hours later. This after more than 10 days of intense violence that left at least 200 Palestinians and at least a dozen Israelis dead. Israel stopped the airstrikes against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip, and Hamas militants stopped firing rockets into Israel. Hamas, which controls the Palestinian territory, said they will abide by this agreement as long as Israel respects it. Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said, "Reality on the ground will determine what happens next." The UN Secretary General welcomed the ceasefire, but said a return to negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, as well as more humanitarian aid to the region, is necessary. Since the latest fighting began, about 72,000 Gazans have been displaced by the violence, according to UNICEF. Meanwhile, here at home, the House on Thursday passed a $1.9 billion bill to reinforce Capitol security in the wake of the January 6th insurrection, though just barely. The final vote was 213 to 212. The razor-thin passage came as several progressives, the Squad, withheld support. Representatives Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, and Ayanna Pressley voted no. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Jamaat Bowman voted present so that the bill still passed, though they were able to register their protests. Ilhan Omar saying, quote, "I am frankly tired of any time where there is a failure in our system of policing. The first response is for us to give them more money." The bill includes $43.9 million for the Capitol Police, $250 million for Capitol ground security, and $162.7 million for reinforcing Capitol windows and doors. The bill now heads to the Senate, where Republicans will likely filibuster it. Now, this is stunning when you look at the facts. Every single Republican in the House voted to defund the police along with the Squad. And it's looking like the Senate will follow suit. And if 10 Republicans don't join the Democrats, the bill is dead. Wow. The only recent piece of legislation to enjoy true bipartisan support is the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, which Joe Biden signed into law on Thursday. In this case, the House voted 364 to 62 and the Senate 94 to 1. Of course, all the no votes were from Republicans. Mitch McConnell's strategy of blocking everything is taking its toll. Several high-profile pieces of legislation have gone as far as they can go before hitting the Senate wall of obstruction and the filibuster. It easily passed the House, which is led by Democrats, and bipartisan talks are ongoing with the Senate. But the House is now out on recess until next month, so it's not likely the bill will hit the deadline. And then there is the case of reforming the U.S. Postal Service. A bipartisan group of senators introduced legislation to fix the mess after the financially struggling agency asked Congress for help. The reforms could save the U.S. Postal Service $45 billion over the next 10 years. And yes, it will remove the requirement that the service fund its health insurance and pension program 75 years in advance. But its fate is up in the air. And hope is fading for a bipartisan deal on gun background checks, one of several gun control measures championed by the Democrats. Oh, and then there's the chance of the Senate agreeing to create a body to investigate this year's fatal assault on the Capitol. 35 House Republicans voted in favor of it, making it truly bipartisan, but they're looking at a filibuster in the Senate, as is the case with the bill funding additional Capitol security. It is time to get rid of the filibuster so that those serious about governing can get on with their jobs. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is visiting the White House Friday. Moon needs more COVID-19 vaccines for South Korea, while Washington needs Seoul's help in pressuring China in areas of mutual concern like human rights and trade. The two allies will also discuss diplomatic solutions regarding North Korea. Moon's visit is only the second time President Biden has hosted another world leader in person since taking office in January. The Japanese prime minister was last month. Well, the further removed we are from the former administration, the more we're learning about their shenanigans. CNN reporting that the Justice Department informed their Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr in a May 13th letter that prosecutors had obtained her phone and email records covering 2 months between June 1st and July 31st, 2017. The letter listed phone numbers for Starr's Pentagon extension, the CNN Pentagon booth phone number, and her home and cell phones, as well as Starr's work and personal email accounts. The report says it's unclear when the investigation was opened, whether it happened under Attorney General Jeff Sessions or Bill Barr, and exactly what the Trump administration was looking for in Starr's records. But the Justice Department did confirm that the records were sought through the courts last year, but provided no further explanation or context. This follows another Justice Department revelation earlier this month that under Trump, it had secretly obtained Washington Post journalist phone records and tried to obtain their email records too. And finally, another day, another cover-up of another black man being killed by police. This time, a video obtained by News Channel 5 in Nashville shows the final moments of William Jeanette's life as law enforcement officers piled on top of him. Now, his daughter, one of his five children, is suing the city of Lewisburg, the county, and several officers who were involved. Jeanette died in police custody in May of 2020 after being wrestled to the ground and knelt on by correctional officers after Jeanette refused to get in a restraint chair. Jail logs say that the 48-year-old Jeanette was detoxing and hallucinating after his arrest 2 days earlier, repeatedly saying on this tape that he can't breathe and making choking noises as the police officers and Marshall County jailers piled on top of him. At one point, a female officer can be heard responding to him saying, quote, "You shouldn't be able to breathe, you stupid bastard." According to the autopsy report, Jeanette's death was a homicide with asphyxiation, a, quote, contributing cause of death. The coroner also noted that Jeanette had multiple fractured ribs. However, a grand jury has already declined to bring criminal charges against the officers. And this story is just breaking as we're still dealing with seeing the footage of Ronald Green's death at the hands of Louisiana State Police. Green's family was told that he died after crashing his car during a police pursuit. But the Associated Press released video just Wednesday night showing Green face down on the road after the crash outside the city of Monroe being tased and kicked by Louisiana State Police officers, and he's telling him that he's scared. Initial reports of the incident from the state police didn't mention that there was any struggle between Green and the officers. They just lied and said that Green died in the car crash. When will this end? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.